I work for the Horticulture Innovation Lab, which is funded by USAID, and I'll talk to you about our project, which is led by Tufts University, and it's happening in southern Bangladesh. So in this project, we implemented three technologies, a drying technology called the UC Davis Chimney Solar Dryer, a storage, cold storage technology called the CoolBot Cold Room, a vegetable production technology, the floating gardens, and I'll talk a little bit about those later. And we complemented this pilot testing with technology and cost monitoring data collection. We did repeat panel household surveys. They were done by our Tufts colleagues, and in the end, we did a qualitative survey, and I'll show you some preliminary results. Here's what we call a UC Davis Chimney Solar Dryer. It's a dryer made out of a wooden table covered with a black plastic. The product is sitting on trays that you see on top, and then a clear plastic creates a tunnel. The air is heated up in the tunnel, and then it rises, so it makes its way out through the chimney to the atmosphere. The benefit of this dryer is that it creates a faster and more hygienic way of drying products. We implemented three dryers in three locations in Bangladesh. One was mainly for fish drying, and two of them were for fruit and vegetable drying. They were implemented back in 2016, and they were meant to be shared by farmers in three upazilas in southern Bangladesh. The second technology was on cold storage. You probably know by now, CoolBot, as my colleague mentioned, has been invented here in the U.S., and it's been around the world. It's a low-cost cold room. It's about $12,000 to $13,000. That's pretty cheap compared to a commercial cooling system. And our team implemented three cold rooms starting from 2016 all the way to 2017. And it took us so long to build these cold rooms because of the nature of how things are done in Bangladesh. Things take much longer than what we were expecting. In the beginning, our project was supporting financially the farmers by paying the running costs, but then we had a plan to reduce and eventually stop the support, and we continued with technical assistance after the financial support was over. We had to do, because we saw that it was very important, entrepreneurship trainings, and we had it in every location so the farmers could develop a business model that would work after the end of our support. We saw from the beginning that the rooms were underutilized, and we provided our farmers with a crop calendar with suggestions of what and when they could store. And the farmers on their own were linked up with fruit sellers, and they rented out space to help with the cost, the running cost. The third technology is the floating garden, which is a research on a new garden design that will float in a fish pond that are everywhere in Bangladesh near households. So we created the bamboo raft made out of bamboo, as I said, and it's floated with empty second-hand containers. We used a fishnet and then a soilless media made out of coconut coir and vermicompost, and we created a 4.5 square meter growing area. We found that there's no effect of this technology on the water quality. The implementation was done back in 2016, and we built a total of 36 gardens in three locations. Each garden was good enough for one family who was the owner and had to upkeep the garden. They were free to choose what they wanted to grow, but they mainly tended to grow leafy greens, cucumbers, amaranth, turnips, and gourds. We helped them out determine the best practices and suitable crops to grow, and they pretty much consumed 100% of their production. Some of the limitations we found are low productivity, need for wading in the water, especially in the winter, and some more that I'll show later. So now I'll show some preliminary data from our qualitative results study. For the chimney dryer, people mentioned that it's easy to construct this type of dryer and it's easy to maintain. Somebody else said that it dries faster, the product, compared to the traditional method. They can dry product even during night at a low temperature. This is not true, but they thought so, so we just had to capture it. It keeps food safe. That's a very big part of what we wanted to show, that it's closed and it protects products from dirt and dust. Also, something that we found out during this 3-year work there, the color and smell and taste of the product coming out of the dryer was better compared to the open air drying. Also, because of this better quality, farmers were able to get higher prices and made better profits compared to traditional on-the-ground drying. So then we wanted to see what were some challenges of each technology. So you're going to see here some examples of what they said about the dryer. Some of them we could fix, some others, like the season, we couldn't. They said winter is not the prime drying season, but we couldn't help with that. This is something that we took into account when we worked on our experiments. The dryer was small, so we tried to make a bigger size dryer for them to use. Some of them were very candid. They just didn't see any benefit of drying, and they didn't make any product, or they said, we're not just interested. No way. Some of the opportunities that the farmers identified is that they needed an extra dryer, so they found out money on their own, and they built a second dryer for themselves. We wanted to make a bigger dryer, so we found out a local university and a scientist there who is experimenting currently with a bigger size chimney dryer. Also, one of our collaborators in Bangladesh, Worldfish, built 7 dryers from another project in the local communities in the South Bangladesh area, and they hired our farmers to build those dryers. So we created some employment opportunities. At this moment, the WFP has identified this technology as important, and they will be implementing it out in the eastern part of the country for the Rohingya population that's living there at the moment. For the Coolbot cold rooms, again, some benefits. They have been able to store short term some products and make profit after storing them for 15 to 30 days before Ramadan. Some people were very candid again. In the beginning, it was all free, so when we asked them why they like it, they said it's free, so why not? The quality of the product was visibly better, even for Bangladesh, where cold storage is not accepted as it is for the Western world. Some of the barriers that we found out the hard way ourselves was arranging stable electricity supply and generator is expensive and it takes a lot of time. And that's why you see our implementation took for the Coolbot more than a year. Some people just said because of the market being very unstable, they didn't see any benefit of storing products. They want their money as soon as possible, so they would just harvest and sell to get money to the table, which is understandable. We had some issues with people wanting to store other types of products, so they had to voice that concern, and they couldn't find many commercial vendors to work with. As a part of this project, Cisco Foundation and Nextleaf approached the Horticulture Innovation Lab, and they wanted to work with us to see how one of their technologies called Coltrace could be used in our cold rooms. So they funded a smaller grant, and they installed a number of these devices all over the country. And what these devices do is they send notifications to the farmers, and they escalate all the way up to me in California when something is not normal in the cold room. So when there's a high or a very low temperature or when there's no power availability for the room to run efficiently. We showed some positive effects of that. I'm going to skip the floating gardens just for the sake of it. Some observations we had was that farmers' faith in traditional practices is ingrained, and cost associated to this technology is a major issue. It's very hard to change people's beliefs over a 3-4 year period of time. So even if they see profits, they still want to go back to what they used to be doing. Small farmers, as I mentioned, they are not risk takers. They prefer to bring money to the table as soon as possible. So they follow what they're used to be doing. Climate change can change people's needs really fast when it comes and they have to take action. And commercial approach of cooling and drying technologies are more profitable compared to our floating garden intervention. Since technologies that we implemented were community-owned and there's a lack of ownership, usually farmers do not want to invest as easily or assume responsibilities when it comes to repairs. So they disagree and they have to, you know, someone has to help them out find a way to fund these repairs. Dryers are utilized mainly by medium to large farmers, and small individual farmers cannot use them in peak season. It's good to have longer interventions so that you can see how you can link markets with those farmers. We try to do that towards the end, but we still have a lot of work to do. We're working on redesigning our dryer and our cold room, as well as a floating garden size, as the future opportunities, and it's very important from what we saw to align your project locations according to the demand for relevant innovations. Do you have time, or I should wrap it up? Because I have some graphs that show here discounted cash flows of each technology. You see in the beginning you were in the red, about $12,000, but then even with a very limited usage of the cold rooms, there is some positive cash flow over time. The chimney dryer was by far the most successful technology. It's cheaper, and within a year, people broke even. Only one location did not break even because they could not produce products that had a market. They produced things that they could only consume. So there was a nutritional impact, but there was no impact on their income. And last, this is a little too fuzzy, it's the floating gardens, and you see that there is not much benefit to the income of the household. And I'm not going to go to more of these. Please feel free to visit us at our website or follow us on Twitter.